Deirdre, thanks very much for joining me. First of all, maybe I can, I'd like to get your reaction on the Taoiseach's speech. He delivered his address to the European Parliament this morning. He touched on several issues. What were the main points he made that resonated with you?
Well, I think obviously number one was he spoke about Brexit. And well, Brexit happened a long time ago now, but the Northern Ireland Protocol and the situation on the island of Ireland. And, you know, we're in a difficult situation at the moment under threat of maybe further legislation from the UK that they'll move in a unilateral way, which is unacceptable. But I think he was quite firm and strong on that, and that he actually referred to the fact that there was actually no political will from the UK side to engage in implementing the measures that are there in the protocol. It's clear the European Union has been forthcoming. If there are problems, and he recognised that there are actually can be some problems, but that there are within the framework that is the protocol, and there are opportunities to resolve those difficulties. And in fact, we passed legislation here in the Parliament to resolve the medicines issue, and it was done without no objections. It was unanimous. Absolutely, we want this to work, and if we need to move, we will move. But there is no, I mean, I think you got a sense from that effect that there's no end game for the UK. They don't know, you know, they don't seem to politically to want to engage. And if you're dealing with that kind of a partner, to use a term, and then where are we going with this? So he was quite strong and quite supportive and thankful very much to the European Union, to the European Parliament, and particularly to Maroš Šefčovič, who was sitting there in the plenary this morning and listening to him. So the Taoiseach was very supportive of enlarging the European Union, particularly when he referred to the fact that his membership has been transformative for Ireland. We've come so far, and not just economically, but in terms of our confidence and the fact that we're an outward-looking nation. We continue to defend democracy, human rights, freedom, freedom of movement, freedom of law, law and order, and all that goes with being membership of the European Union. And in light of the conflict that's on in Ukraine at the moment, the war, he reached out and said, like, we want to ensure that Ukraine becomes a member, and we'll support that, becomes a member of the European Union.
And just, Deirdre, on that point about Ukrainian membership, he said he strongly supports Ukrainian membership of the EU and mentioned other countries. Some you've mentioned also, the likes of Moldova and other countries as well, and said that that help should be given to them in terms of meeting all the requirements that will be necessary to join the EU, but that if they do meet those criteria, they shouldn't be blocked anymore. We know that there are some countries, not least the likes of France, who are not as keen on EU enlargement and have expressed reservations about welcoming countries like Ukraine, which have a strong, corruption background. How are his views about supporting Ukrainian membership going to go down, do you think, with other EU countries and some of your colleagues from some of those countries that aren't so keen for Ukraine to join as quickly as some might want?
Well, I think from a European Parliament point of view, there is a very strong welcome for that. In the group I'm a member of, we really want to see Ukraine involved. And in fact, you mentioned some other European countries, but I mean, I think the countries that have come from the communist era, they are very strong and united in ensuring that they want to see Ukraine joining the European Union. And it's probably a moment for those countries as well now, because they're united in their ambition against Russia. And they have come from communists, from under the communist regime, and they want to share what they have. So we'll see. I mean, I've heard what Francis has to say, but and actually it's significant, I think, too, probably, that Micheál Martin is a member of the same Renew group, the same political family, as we would say, as the French are. And I'm sure that will have some influence, particularly as he spoke of the experiences of Ireland and how important it is, how transformative being members of the European Union is. So, I mean, this is a discussion to be had, but I think there is, from what I see and the contributions I see from different member states in the European Parliament, there is a strong support for ensuring that Ukraine joins, albeit not, with certain working with them to ensure that they can reach and can attain the necessary requirements to join the European Union. And I think that's where it comes from. It comes from a partnership, not just a standoff.